Blog Talk Radio.
Working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Countries, so all the international slots are spilled.
man, that's a good thing. So what can we say? That's a good thing. All right, so what's flashing on the international side? 101-915. 101-915. Enough said on that. The box tail have been lit. The curtain have went up. All I can tell you one thing, every time we come to the broadcast, it's somebody touching one and somebody touching ten and more want to hear some Duff Says Yakwa. Got a lot of memos on the table. And we're just going to take it the way it comes. But right now, we're going to go find his tips and bring him in. And he'll tell you exactly what Yakwa put on him and what about this broadcast. And he'll tell you what a 101-915 means. And that's enough said on that. When you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, Mr. Tibbs, Yakwa be with you there, C. Royal.
And Yakwa bless you, Brother C. Royal. C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yakwa.
Hallelujah, Yakwa, Mr. Tibbs. Well, we got a fine, fine audience in the nice room. 195 international countries. All the slots are still 101-915, so you can take it from there. And we're going to sit back and see if we can get some good old hot herbal tea and take it from there. Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yakwa bless you, Brother C. Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And it looks like we have 101,915 people that came to hear the things that most of us here already can understand. And some listening never can get it. And to see those things that most of us can see and some can never find. We all touch those things here on the broadcast that most of us can touch and others can never feel. So it's the wicked can do none of these things. And why? Because it's the words of Yahuwah which makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And those of you who have been taking notes, in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, 12 says, for the eyes of Yahuwah are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of Yahuwah is against them that do evil. 13, and who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Well, as I've said, we have a lot of us that came to hear the good of Yahuwah's word. And those with Yahuwah's wisdom, we commend it and add unto it. But those without cast the word behind their backs, which is not so good for others. Such as just to see who's all attending, what's being talked about, and who they like and don't like. And I know many have seen just as much as I. These are the people are the ones that have to realize that we're here for one reason. And one reason only, and that's for the words of Yahuwah. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. Coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible about Yahuwah's word, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not, and you came to seek. And you found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday from 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class is 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine currently on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just under that line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, it may be a little different. This time under the line, you might see menu. Clicking this, again, you see choices. still follow the same instructions as you did for previous use, choosing tithes and offerings. Anyway, doing that, remember what it tells all of us in performing this duty. In the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verses 7 and verse 8, verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto Yahuwah glory, do unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live? Also to build a school, a banquet hall, and the land to grow the health foods that we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar to stay in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on one of those devices that you have. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We currently have two email addresses which we're using. The first, which is tribe, that's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers also to reach Yahuwah's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards would greatly be appreciated as not to disturb Yahuwah's words. We have a few verses from the Bible that explain why. When you look in the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse number 8, 8 says, "Answer not before they've heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26, 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridles not his or her tongue, but deceives his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But as I've said many, many times before, there's still those that are out there to do the opposite of what the scriptures say. I think they just ignore or may not be aware of what Yahuwah the Son has spoken unto us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah." Also, we find it extremely necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer for questions direct via voicemail, email, or text. He is usually pretty busy answering many memos, as most of us have seen. Even thoughts of running just a memo show. We can all imagine that. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and mostly what's most important, preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry, but not this year. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100%, and found that this is impossible as quoted in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, remember, you can always listen to any entire show at 9:15 p.m., the day that it was missed, except for Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45. To do this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Once again, type in three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, we're in the progress of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, today is another great day for the Word of Yahweh, and we find that nothing has changed except the number of people that come to hear Yahweh's words. Those that commend it and add unto it, only following by those casting the word behind their back, as I said before. Only wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible that makes them happy. Completely taking the verse's meaning another way. Trying to pull you along with their own deception. Along with the noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener. Flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're called to speak the words of Yahweh. They have clearly forgotten they're only one man or woman. And seriously, most that's listening, seriously, time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahweh created to do in this life. And that if that's all possible. Because anyone ever even told you they've done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another, past Yahweh's creation. Now that's impossible. Don't forget what Yahweh the Son said about the impossible in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahweh the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible." So we have to remember that no man or woman can measure their last days on earth. Because in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 36 says, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." So the Bible tells us that a man or woman, we're all measured by their works, the things we think, the things we do and say. In the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18 says, "Yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith, I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." Looking again into the book of James, chapter 1, verse 25. 25 says, "But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth there within, he or she being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the works, this man or woman shall be blessed in his or her deeds." That's why I always try to let everyone know why a teacher always has to show worthiness in any particular case. Because a teacher that opens the door for his students, remember, he also has to walk through it. Because there are those out there that ask questions, and they're really serious about learning. And those that ask just to see if you really know or to trip you up. That is why I always say, a teacher can't learn from his students, but already having knowledge, a teacher gains experience by teaching because he already knows. Now, a student can learn from a good teacher, possibly learning to share knowledge with others, what he has learned. Even I have to admit this applies to myself when sharing knowledge. So before I pass our program back to our seer Israel, I want you to remember what it tells us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse number 7. Verse number 7 says, remember them which rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Yahweh, whose face follows, considering the end of their conversation. So at this particular time, I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel, and I'll say, hallelujah, Yahweh.
So, Yahweh, Mr. Till, that's excellent, your pardon. Got a lot of memos, but we got to answer some of these memos, no question about it, because tomorrow, matter of fact, the series based upon fire destruction of Christianity and the Catholic Church got what's called tomorrow is going to be Holy Thursday, taking you into Good Friday and Sunday, Easter Sunday morning. So tomorrow it's going to be Holy Thursday according to the Roman Catholic Church understanding. Then Friday will be Good Friday, and Sunday will be Lord Jesus Christ rose up early Sunday morning. So all that's on the table. And we're going to have to touch on some of that. But one thing about it, like you said, we're not anti-anybody, but we have to make sure those of the six anointed camps know how to deal with all this that's coming up shortly with no problem. Just go in the book and take care of the business. And just go in the book. Don't, you know, friends, take care of the book. And back to the help. Yeah, back to the help again. Okay, remember one thing. You got to always shake. You got, remember, your blood, life is in the blood, see, Reyes. You got to, every day you must shake your blood up. Every day you must shake your blood up. Because if you let your blood continue and you keep just living your life and you don't shake that blood up, you're going to have problems in your legs and your feet. And that's because you did not shake your blood up. Every day, shake your blood up. Get on your ass step or your... Get on your ass step or get on your, what's called a trampoline, whatever it takes you to do, get on it to shake your blood up. You know, just like you do a milkshake. Milkshake, when you go and get your nice milkshake, you watch them spin that milkshake over real good. They spin over real good. The more they spin, the more the good part get to the top, and that's what you want. So keep that in your mind. And remember one thing. Do not eat. Now, if you want to take the strain off your heart, your liver, and your kidneys, do not eat until, once that 24 hours up, do not eat until you eliminate. Drink herbal teas or whatever it takes you to do. First, get rid of yesterday's meal before you eat the next meal. Because if you continue to put the strain on your heart, your kidney, your blood system, your liver, you're only going to cause yourself problems, and that's why you're going to be sluggish. Why keep having your organs overwork themselves? Your next meal starts once you eliminate. So if you find out something that's in your system, the meal that was already fixed still ain't went nowhere and 24 hours it up, then you got to cut that meal back. You got to cut that meal back. So until you eliminate, do not eat. To save your body for the big run to come. Do not eat until you eliminate yesterday's food. So your breakfast might start at a different time. Your lunch might start at a different time. But if you want to help your body or help others, so tell others that come to you, especially six anointed camps, about they tell you about the problems they have, and you tell them. You got to detox. You got to eat green stuff. You got to do your juicing 12 weeks. You must exercise, and you must shake your blood system up. You just can't do the 12 weeks, and then you go somewhere and sit down. You still got to shake your blood up. So that's why all the six anointed camps have that air stepper. That's good to have there. You know, that's a juicer and an air stepper is about the best two, but number one is Yahweh before you. Yahweh first, your juicer, and an air stepper. If you got all three of them going, you have a great testimony when those that come in dragging their feet, or they walk so heavy, walk like they got like cave folks. Boom, 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 boom. They walk heavy. You know why they? Your blood is so thick, it make you woozy. So what you gonna do to get your blood from? Cause when you got diabetes, sugar diabetes, and all that old stuff, it costs you. You got to clean your blood out. Remember we read in one of the lessons in Leviticus, chapter 17, or what about 11 and 14 somewhere in there? It says the life is in the blood. So if your blood is all contaminated full of, you know, starch eating food, dairy products, and then you sitting around, and like a brother told me, he said, let me tell you something. I stopped all that, but what happened, I didn't do no exercise, but I kind of bagged away. So once I started exercising on the stepper that you talked about, I got me one, I got my wife one, we both got one. And this happy days is back in the house again. Because, you know, I ain't got to rub my feet. Rub my feet. My feet start tingling. Rub my feet. You got to spend more time, you're a tired person out, rubbing your feet. Get on the stepper. Shake your blood up. Shake that blood up. This is three things you must have an investment in. Number one, Yakwa. Number two, a juicer. Number three, an ass stepper or a little trampoline. Because you don't want a pound where you have to stop. A trampoline will keep you where you won't have no stress in your legs. And the little ass stepper will help you don't have no stress in your legs. Then once you start building your body up and shaking that blood up, you got to get that blood from, remember, two garlics daily. It's help loosen, thin your blood clogs out before they start coming on. And every day, remember, you get your air stepper. You do 1 minute. Phew, that's good. Okay, then you rest up, and before you lay down, do another minute. So now you got you 1 minute, then no set of 1 minute in, then build from there. You know about the three exercises in the bed. You know all about that, right? Good. So remember, get your blood moving around. Get the blood circulating. If your blood don't move, it's going to clog up on you, get thick, and you're gonna feel yourself. Now, the key to it is how heavy your legs is. Man, my legs feel heavy. And they always hurting all the time. Okay, your blood too thick. Got to shake it up. So remember, investment. Invest yourself in Yahweh, number one. Two, invest yourself into a juicer. Put green stuff in there for 12 weeks. And remember, that cucumber, make sure when you eat them salads, make sure that cucumber in it, because that cucumber, it fights all types of bacteria in your body. Make sure you got a nice salad and nice cucumbers in there. The more that cucumber in them lettuce and onions all up in there, you know, put a little sauce on it, do it, it's up to you. Listen, because you want to make sure whatever in your system the next day before you eat, after you see you around 24 hours, and whatever in your system is still in your system, don't eat. Don't eat. Drink your tea. Don't eat. Now, once you get that great bowel movement, then go to eat. Don't pack in yesterday food onto the day food. Don't do it. You're messing up. You're straining your heart, straining your liver, you're straining your kidneys, your digestive system, your stomach is all out of order. Don't do it. The seer's job is to tell you what it takes for you to work with. And remember, that stepper. Well, once you get 5 minutes in, rest up and get five more in 12 weeks from today, you'll be surprised how the pains you thought you had, you don't even remember them no more. Okay, good. So that's enough on that. That's pretty good. Got a lot of memos on the table, but we have to get on this. Remember, the series about the fiery destruction of Christianity, because, see, right now, the Catholic Church, they're really, they're laid a big blow on the known world. So we're going to see can we ease up some of their blow. All right, enough said on that. So we're going to find Brother Yagdai Israel. We'll get something going on Wednesday night. Time going fast. Next thing you know is Fast Edition Thursday and back to the Sabbath end, and that's a great thing. Anytime the Sabbath day comes around, that's a great thing. Because we live to see another one. So, when you beat your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Yagdai Israel, Yahweh beat you there, see Royal.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, I see Royal. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh, Brother Yagdai Israel. We got a lot of memos on tape, but we just can't get on it because, you know, the Catholic Church is running roughshod. And we got to see, can that hold up? We got to see, can that hold up? Because remember, if that can hold up with this book open, then we might well join in too. But if it can hold up, Luke chapter 12, verse 12, let's see what's going on there, Brother Yagdai Israel.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And I believe that, Brother Yagdai Israel. So we're going to open up in the first book of Enoch, chapter 2 there, Brother Yagdai Israel. We're going to look at Enoch, chapter 2, and we're going to look at verse 6 and 7. We open up in the book of Enoch. The first book of Enoch on page 29. And we're going to look at chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Let's see what we can get going on a Wednesday. And we're going to see if we get something going on because we need to know something. On page 29, the first book of Enoch, chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. What do we read there, Brother Yahweh Israel? Come up.
First book of Enoch, chapter 2, verse number 6. Verse number 7 reads, first book of Enoch 2, verse number 6. In those days you shall make your name as eternal curse to all the righteous. But you shall all who curse, and all the sinners and Yahwahless shall curse you forever. For you, the Yahwahless, there shall be a curse. Verse number 7. All the elite shall rejoice. There shall be forgiveness of sins. Mercy and peace, forbearance and joy. There shall be salvation for them. Light and a good light for all of you sinners. There shall be no salvation, but on you all shall abide a curse.
That big talk, Brother Yagdai Israel. I got to hear that again because, I heard that, you might well bring that again. That's big talk with them. You mean he not made a final statement like that? Let's find a little bit more in First Enoch 2, 6 and 7. One more time there, Brother Yagdai Israel. That's big talk you laid on tape number 28 there. Come on.
First book of Enoch chapter 2, verse number 6, verse number 7 reads. Book of First Enoch chapter 2, verse 6. In those days you shall make your name as eternal curse to all the righteous, and by you shall all who curse, and all sinners, Yahwahless, shall curse forever. And for you, the Yahwahless.
Hold that point. Yeah, hold that point now. Come back and read it again, Brother Yahweh. You working on something. You going to stumble on a home run. Come back there again. You just dropped some heavy stuff there. We gotta check into all this. Come back to verse 6 again, and give me half of it, because you don't say something, Brother Yagdai Israel. I don't got happy, because I see something in it, and, when you get the nudge, you say, wait a minute, it's something in that. Come on back to 2 verse 6 again, give me half of it, come on.
The first book of Enoch 2, verse number 6, in those days you shall make your name as eternal curse to all the righteous. And by you shall all who curse, and all the sinners and Yahwahless.
Right there. So it is prophesied somebody gonna make their name a curse. And now we got a precept that, see, as long as we deal with this, you got to precept it. Let's see what he's talking about in 64, verse 8, verse 7 and 8. Let's take a look at that in Psalm 64, verse 7 and 8. That's some big talk right here. So I'm got happy already because I see some precept in this right here. So let's go to Psalm chapter 64, verse number 7 and 8. Says what?
The book of Psalm chapter 64, verse number 7. Verse number 8 reads, the book of Psalms.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Psalm chapter 64, and pick it up at verse number, make it 8 and 9. Psalm 64, verse 8 and 9. I'm going to have it, Brother Yahdai Israel. You're going to start up on a nice grand slam, so we got to deal with it, because and I got to take notes on this. Psalm 64, verse number 8 and 9.
The book of Psalm 64, verse number 8 and verse number 9 reads. Book of Psalm 64, verse number 8. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away. Verse number 9. And all men shall fear and shall declare the work of Yahweh. But they shall widely consider of his doing.
Now read verse 10. Your son, Brother Yahdai Israel. Verse 10.
Verse number 10. The righteous shall be glad in Yahweh and shall trust in him. And all the upright in mind shall honor him.
Mm-hmm. So we got to take a look at just half of that, Brother Yahdai Israel. We definitely got to take a look at half of that. That big talk right there. So now we gotta find out a little bit more about what you just got through putting on the table. So he says now the righteous is going to read verse 8 again there. What the righteous is going to do again in verse 8?
The book of Psalms. Chapter 64, verse 8. For they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves, and all that see them shall flee away. Verse number 10. The righteous shall be glad.
Right there. They're good. Now, let's go to Isaiah 29. Got to get a little bit more out of that, Brother. We got to walk this down. See, you remember in class on the last Saturday, we had to just keep walking it down because we knew it was more to it than what we heard out of that one verse, and we need answers. And this got a little piece of that. We got to walk this down and see exactly what Enoch's trying to say. He's talking some good stuff, but we got half of that verse, whatever that verse was, we got half of it. So now we got half of verse 6, and we'll get the other half of verse 6, then verse 7, and then get half of verse 7, and then the other half of verse 7. I mean, that's the way it looked like. Let's go to Isaiah 29, verse 4 and 5. With all that we have learned so far or heard, let's see exactly what you're saying in 29, chapter of Isaiah, verse 4 and 5.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse number 4, verse number 5 reads, Book of Isaiah 29, verse 4. Thou shalt be brought down and shall speak out of the ground. Thy speech shall be low out of the dust, and thy voice shall be as of one that have a familiar spirit out of the ground, and thy speech shall whisper out of the dust. Verse number 5. Over the multitude of thy strangers shall be like small dust. The multitude of the terrible ones shall be as the shaft that passes away. It shall be at an instant, suddenly.
In the 47th chapter of Isaiah, verse 1. You missed more of that, Brother Yahdai Israel. So he says now, what he's saying? He says the people shall be brought down this people going to be brought down, see, right here. Now, wait a minute. He said, in Isaiah 29, it says, thou shalt be brought down and shall speak out of the ground and shall speak out of the low of the dust. Because you got some familiar spirits going out your mouth. See, that's big talk with that, Bob. So we don't have to hammer that down, Brother Yagdai Israel. We don't have to tie all that in. Sister Nona Camp's got to tie all that in to make sure we can tie exactly who is you talking about. And one thing else about you, in the 58th chapter, verse 3 down to verse 7, can you get that out the way and wherever you was going to after you get this? Because you are, because right now you got a day called Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday morning that the mighty one son rose from the dead on Easter Sunday morning. You got a lot on the table. We're going to see, can that stand up? I mean, this is way ahead. So give me 58, verse 3, down to verse 8, and get me warmed up right there so we can start tying this in. Then I'll meet you over there in the book of Obadiah, chapter 1, and put give me a little of that, too. I need a little bit of that, too. Come on, Brother Yagdai Israel.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 58, verse number 3 through 8 reads, Isaiah 58, verse number 3, wherefore have we fasted? Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not.
Wait a minute, hold on. Hold on, Brother Yagdai Israel. You're right. That was Psalms 58, 3 through 8. Thank you, Brother Yagdai Israel. You're absolutely right. That's Psalm 58, 3 down to verse 8. Listen good.
The book of Psalms, chapter 58, verse number 3 through 8 reads, Psalm 58, verse number 3, the wicked are strayed from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Verse number 4, their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear. Verse 5, which when I hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Verse 6, break their teeth, O Yahuwah, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lion, O Yahuwah. Verse 7, that they melt away as the waters which runneth continually, when he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrow, that them be as cut in pieces. Verse 8, as a snail which melteth, that every one of them pass away, like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun.
That's good talk. That's good talk. That's good talk. Now, in the book of Obadiah, because he said, I ain't forgot about that 47th chapter. Give me 47 before we go to Obadiah. Why he's so close to Isaiah. Because he's saying something. So we're going to tie it all in. Now, we got to tie all this in. And we working on tying it in, according to as it's written. And in 47th chapter, pick it up verse 1 and take it down to verse 3. 47 by Isaiah 1, 2, and 3.
Book of Isaiah 47, verse number 1, 2, verse number 3 reads. Book of Isaiah, chapter 47.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 12, and 13. 1, 2, 3, 12, and 13. Thank you, Brother Yagdai Israel. Come on.
The book of Isaiah 47, verse number 1, 2, and verse 3. Verse 12 and verse number 13 reads, book of Isaiah 47, verse number 1. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground, there is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldees. You shall no more be called tender and delicate. Verse number 2, take the millstone and grind meal and cover the locks. Make bare the legs, cover the thigh, pass over the rivers. Verse number 3, your nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, your shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet you as a man. Verse number 12, stand now with thine enchantment and with the multitude of thy sorceries. wherein thou hast labored from thy youth. Thou be that, if so be thou shalt be able to profit, if so be thou mayest prevail. Verse 13, thou art weary the multitude of thy counselors, and now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly pronosticators, stand up and save you from these things that shall come upon you.
Mm-hmm. And who's you in verse 14? Who is the you? He gonna throw something in on the you before we tie him in verse and over that. Who's the you? Verse 14.
Verse number 14. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not be delivered themselves. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a cold or warm at, nor fire to sit before it.
Because you've done too much. You've done too much. Whoever you is in Obadiah chapter 1, 1 through 6, let's start tying him in. He said, you've done too much. We still got to get a name on who just up high. In a little while, he's going to be talking from the ground. He's going to be talking from the ground, see, right here. In a little while, that's what he's saying. So whoever this is, he's high up in the air right now. He's going to be brought down, and he's going to be brought down by the six anointed camps of forces of the true Israelite by reading the Bible. And we got to find out who's just way up in the air. Who is this? 1 through 6. Obadiah 1 through 6. Come on.
Book of Obadiah chapter 1. Verse number 1 through 6 reads, we'll go Obadiah chapter 1, verse number 1. The vision of Obadiah, the Savior of Yahuwah, concerning Esau and his five sons. We have heard a rumor from Yahuwah, and an ambassador is sent among the five sons of Esau. Arise you and let us rise against her in battle. Verse number 2. Behold, I made you small among the nations. You are greatly despised. Verse number 3. Your pride, the pride of your mind, have deceived you. You that dwellest in the cliff of the rocks, whose habitation is high, that saith in your mind, who shall bring me down to the ground. Verse number 4. Though you exalt yourself as the eagle, and though you set your nest among the stars, this will I bring you down, saith Yahuwah. Verse number 5. If thieves came to you, if robbers by night, how are you cut off? Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If the grape gatherers came to you, would they not leave some grapes? Verse number 6. How are the things of Esau and his five sons searched out? How is his thing sought up?
Well, I can tell you now, six anointed horses over to Israel are going to take care of his business. Come on back at the verse 3 and give me the last two lines. What do they say in their mind? They say something in their mind. They talk from their mind. You know, they talk in private meetings in the mind. And what they say in their mind, the last two lines of verse 3?
Obadiah 1, verse 3. The saith in their mind, who shall bring me down to the ground.
That's a bit bad talking. Verse 18.
Verse number 18. And the family of Jacob shall be a fire. The family of Joseph, nor the kingdom of flame. And the family of Esau and his five sons for stubble. And they shall kill in them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining of the family of Esau. For Yahuwah has spoken it.
Verse 21, how it going to happen? Verse 21.
Verse number 21. And Savior shall come up on Mount Yagdar Judah, judge of Mount the family of Esau and his five sons, and the kingdom shall be Yahuwah's.
So that's what I'm saying. That one verse, you said a whole lot of that. That's going back to Enoch again. You mean Enoch dropped that half a verse there and give me the other part of that verse now. So now, Enoch said all that? Yes, he did say it right. And he said something else. Now, you read half of 2 verse 6. Now give me the other part of 2 verse 6. Let's see what's in the other part of 2 verse 6. You mean, see, here's the part. The world is scared of the Enoch book because one thing about it, they understand like a grocery list. You don't go in the store and buy everything that's in the store. You get what you want. See, you got to know, that's why you got to recognize who's been anointed to teach these books and who not. We go and get what we need out of it and connect the books. Now we get in the bottom part of 2 verse 6. We got half of it. Let's get the bottom part. Let's see where that takes us at the bottom part now, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of 1 Enoch 2, verse number 6. And by you shall all who curse, and all the sinners, and on Yahweh. Yahweh shall curse forever. And for you, the Yahweh, there shall be a curse.
You that on Yahweh going to be a curse. You that is on Yahweh going to be a curse. That's big talk. Let's precept that the 34th chapter of Isaiah. See, you know, the 600 camps can do this for you. I know this put these kind of lessons, put them to sleep. 600 camps, because they be chopping at the bed to get at some of these good old precepts. I know that already. So the 34th chapter, he said you're gonna be a curse to his righteous one. How that verse again, Brother Yahdai Israel, you're gonna be what to who?
The first book of Enoch 2, verse number 6. And by you shall all who curse, and all the sinners and Yahweh shall curse you forever. And for you, the Yahweh, there shall be a curse.
See that? He put you in there. That's all he done, put you. See, Enoch dropped the you. Now, what do you do, it's an honor camp? Oh, I know you know it already. 34th chapter, verse number 5 of Isaiah. You tie in that you're going to be a curse. See, you know, I know you got it, but we only just, you know, like, what do you call it, getting warmed up for the big show, you know, that's what I'm trying to say. 34 verse number 5. Who are we talking about? 34 verse 5.
The book of
Isaiah, 34 verse 5. Isaiah, 34 verse 5. I know these guys listen, put old Brother Yahdai and Six Anointed Camp, bed on the sleep. Put them to sleep. But it's a bombshell to the other, those that's without. 34 verse 5, listen good.
The book of Isaiah 34, verse number 5. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon the five sons of Esau, put with the word Adumia, and upon the people of my curse to judge.
So you see that? So you see how Enoch dropped that in there. He dropped it in there, see, right? But you know what he did? He knew that it's going to be a ministry come. We can read that, but we can't make a meal out of everything. A ministry going to come, and they're going to connect the books, and you'll know them when they connect to you is Esau. Then you go to Malachi chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, and then you tie it in, and then you say, okay, so we're clear about what's going on now. All that was in that verse number 6. The 6 anointed camps, we got it. We prepared to show the world that Enoch talked about the destruction of the power of the one that's in power today, even in Enoch's day. That big talk with them. Come on, Brother Yahdai Israel. Malachi 1, verse 3 and 4 says what?
Book of Malachi chapter 1, verse number 3, verse number 4 reads, Malachi chapter 1, verse 3, I hated Esau and laid his mouth and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Verse number 4, whereas Esau and his five sons said, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. The same Yahweh hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down. And they shall call them the border of wickedness, the people against whom Yahweh has indignation forever.
So you see, and these the one is telling you about a Holy Thursday and going into Good Friday. And you remember when back in the day when we went to school, you didn't have to come to school on Good Friday. That was an off day from school, Good Friday, because you're going past Easter Sunday morning. See that? So you see? So you knew? Could that hold up? We'll find out. Now, go back to Enoch again, and now we got 6 to 8. Now, what? Now let's see what verse 7 say. So, you know, see, all this is in there, and you remember what in the 23rd chapter of Joshua, we're not going to read. He told Eliezer and Ishmael, he said, what y'all see? He said, we don't see nothing. Well, then you stay with the ass. Hey, Isaac, what you see? He said, I see a man on a cloud, Yahweh the Son, with some big black feet. That's what I see. He said, yeah, that's when I know what time it is. See, sooner or later, we going to see what we doing now, and the 6 anointed counts do, we going to see who's who. We're going to see what we see in every scripture. Is a whole lesson in every scripture. Sooner or later, it's going to be on play. That's why we got to get our bodies together and our mind together, and have to have our Yahweh before us, and we got to break up our fire of ground, get all that garbage out of our system. For you, we're going to be take us so moving better. Unclog yourself and get on that air step and get and shake that blood up. Get that blood to shake up some. You'd be surprised when your 12 weeks is up. And when you go, when you get the 12 weeks out the way and you get off into the next setting, boy, you'll be saying, you know, I know I'm not stealing, but I feel good. That's what you going to say. Where we at, brother? Y'all got his ready. Give me that verse 7 now.
The book of 1 Enoch, chapter 2, verse number 7 reads, First book of Enoch 2, verse 7. And all the elect, the family of Israel, shall rejoice. There shall be forgiveness of sins and mercy and peace, forbearance and joy. There shall be salvation for the family of Israel, a good life. And for all of you sinners, there shall be no salvation. But on you, all shall abide a curse.
That's what WCC just read. Now, I don't see no Israel in that seer. You got the curse out the way, but now, but yeah, Israel is in there. I mean, he is talking about Israel, so how we know he's talking about Israel? You know, I tell you what, I'm going to get back with you on that one. I'm mysterious. That was Israel. That is the elect, no doubt about it. So, but I want to, okay, well, I'll pull it out and get out the way then. Let's go make it. Israel is elect. Help me out there, Brother Yahdai Israel. You dropped him in there. And WCC, now they have to do all kind of quotes. Now, help me out and let's kind of see can we tie in Israel is the elect. Let's see what we do. Try it in 44 first. Let's see, can we get Israel being the elect by, I tell you what, since you dropped in there, Brother Yahdai Israel, dropped it in there, you go ahead on and don't pull out that 45 verse 4 and get it out the way, and we'll get back to moving. Isaiah 45 verse 4, and we'll drop that in there. And let's see what's going on. Isaiah 45, verse 6, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Isaiah 45, verse number 4. For Jacob, my servant, saith, and Israel, mine elect.
Excellent. So let's go on to verse 7 again. Let's come back now to verse 7. So you've been had again, WCC, 500 million members. You've been had again. Verse number 7.
The book of 1 Enoch chapter 2, verse number 7. And all the elect, the family of Israel, shall rejoice, and there shall be forgiveness of sins and mercy and peace, forbearance and joy. There shall be salvation for us, the family of Israel, a good life. And for all of you sinners, there shall be no salvation. But on you all shall abide a curse.
Oh, a lot of them now. You mean all that in verse 7? He's talking about salvation too? That's a whole lot in that, Brother Yagdai Israel. But I'm trying to get to the Thursday. I'm trying to get to the Thursday, but you keep dropping them bombshells on it. Now we gotta take care of that, because that big talk of there in verse 7. Let's see, can we throw a precept and a little bit of that? About who was this you got salvation in there. That big talk of there, now salvation. So let's run and see what David put it in 14 verse 7. Let's see what David said about this salvation. See, now listen. I know that this will put the six anointed camp to sleep. I understand that. But the world is a bombshell on them about this salvation, see, right? Now let's tie this salvation in 14 verse 7 says what? Of Psalms.
The book of Psalms 14. Verse number 7 reads, "Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Yahdah Judah through the word of Zion. But Yahweh bring back the captivity of his people. Israel shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad."
So I don't see nothing about the 17 nation or the Roman Catholic Church and the salvation. I heard a name called Israel. When he bring back their captivity. You see? So now let's see what how Isaiah put it in 44:21. So we're going to precept that to Isaiah 44:21.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse number 21 reads, Isaiah 44, verse 21. "Remember these, O Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. You shall not be forgotten of me."
Shoot. That's big talk right there. Ain't that big talk? He said, "You are my servant, Israel." He said, "I have not forgot you, Israel." Matter of fact, he makes it so plain in the 52nd chapter about, and make it 49:15 and 16. Look at this man saying. This man saying he's talking to Israel, not the 17 nation, not the Roman Catholic Church. He say, "Israel, you is not forgotten by me." I mean, either you believe a man or you don't. And look what he says in Isaiah 49, verse number 15 and 16. What did he say?
The book of Isaiah 49, verse 15. Verse 16 reads, "Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget you, 12 tribes of Israel." Verse 16, "Who I have graven you upon the palm of my hand. Your walls are continually before me."
Big little teeth behind that one. Mm-hmm. That big talk of that, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now, okay, we got that part out the way. Now let's run back. So we finished Enoch 2, 6, and 7. Let's precept that to Paul talking Northern Kingdom in the he talking Northern Kingdom in Ephesians chapter 4. He said, "Now listen, Northern Kingdom, I know you're going to do some Guadalupe, you're going to do some Hail Marys, but I'm going to tell you something. It's in your book. So I'm going to tell you something for days like it is now. Northern Kingdom." You tell Northern Kingdom something right now. Season 4 down to verse 6. What do you tell that Northern Kingdom, 10 tribes of Northern Kingdom?
The book of Ephesians, chapter 4. verse number 4 through 6 reads. Book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 4 through 6, verse number 4. There is one body, one spirit, you are called, and one hope of your calling. Verse number 5. One Yahuwah, one covenant, one spirit. Verse number 6. One Yahuwah and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all.
Hey! See, we'll read Sirach 10:1. Then we'll read it, but that verse was pulled. And we're going to see where that verse is pulled from. Let's read Sirach 10:1 about what a wise seer would do. See, become humble 6 nights a week. And we're going to work our way around to the holy tomorrow. The Catholic Church got a holy Thursday and a Good Friday on Friday. They got an Easter Sunday morning. What any of that got to do with the Bible? See, we're going to take care of all that. But we're going to just get you real good, 17 nations and the Roman Catholic Church. Then we're going to deliver you up. What you read that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse number 1 reads, a wise seer will instruct his people, and the government of a prudent seer is well ordered.
Yeah, now. Let's see where he pulled that kind of conversation from. We're going all the way back again to Enoch. Now, let's tell you what, we put Enoch down for a minute. Let's run to Jasser. Let's go and see do Jasser talk about Enoch. We're going to see what Jasser talk about Enoch. We're going to the third chapter and look at verse 2. Skip down to 5 through 8, 10 and 11. 25 and 26, Jasser, chapter 3, verse 2. Skip down to 5 through 8, 10 and 11. 25, 26, you're on the clock, Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
Book of Jasher, chapter 3, verse number 2, verse number 5 through 8, verse number 10 and 11, verse number 25 through 26 reads. The book of Jasher, chapter 2, verse number, the book of Jasher, chapter 3, verse number 2. Jasher, chapter 3, verse number 2 reads, and the life of Enoch was wrapped up in the instructions of Yahuwah, in knowledge and in understanding, and he wisely retired from the sons of men and secreted himself from them for many days. Verse number 5. And Enoch rose up according to the word of Yahuwah and went forth from his house, from his place, and from the chamber in which he was concealed. He went to the sons of men and taught them the way of Yahuwah. And at that time assembled the sons of men and acquainted themselves with the instructions of Yahuwah. Verse number 6. And he ordered it to be proclaimed in all places where the sons of men dwell, saying, where is the man who wishes to know the ways of Yahuwah and good works that him come to Enoch? Verse number 7. And all the sons of them and all the sons of men then assembled to him. For all who desired this thing went to Enoch. And Enoch reigned over the sons of men according to the word of Yahuwah. They came and bowed to him, and they heard his word. Verse 8, Spirit of Yahuwah was upon Enoch, and he taught all his men the wisdom of Yahuwah and his ways, and the sons of men served Yahuwah all the days of Enoch, and they came to hear his wisdom. Verse number 10, they assembled in all 130 kings, princesses, and they made Enoch king over them, and they were all under his power and command. Verse number 11, Enoch taught them wisdom, knowledge, the ways of Yahuwah. He made peace among them, and peace was throughout the earth during the life of Enoch. Verse 25. And now, therefore, I will teach you wisdom, knowledge, and will give you instruction before I leave you, how to act upon the earth whereby you may live. And he did so. Verse 26, and he taught them the wisdom, knowledge, and gave them instruction. He reproved them, and he placed it before them statutes and judgments to do upon earth. He made peace among them and taught them everlasting life and dwell with them, sometimes teaching them all these things.
You mean Enoch at that? Yeah. You see, you just got to get in the right ministry, see, right? You got to get out of the 21:16 ministry. What it say in Proverbs? You got to get out of that 21:16 ministry, see, right? Listen. All those that ain't locked in with the six anointed camps, you got to break away from the 21:16 of Proverbs. What did I say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse number 16 reads, book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse 16, the man or woman that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
You see, and that's why right now they got a big hoopla going on for tomorrow, tomorrow, some Holy Thursday. That's a big hoopla. That's the congregation of the dead telling you that, see, right? Bible don't support that. Proverbs 29, verse 2, what it say?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse number 2 reads, book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse number 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear root, the people mourn.
See that, see right here. Let's come back to this. That he's telling you, look here, I ain't forgot about you. He's, I got you in the palm of my hand. Who he telling that to? Jeremiah 3:23. He said, this, I ain't forgot about you, Mr. Salvation to come. He said, you just got to connect everything together. He wants them to salvation. Jeremiah, he cast in on that in the third chapter, verse 23. And what did Jeremiah say? Let's see to the Roman capital. Jeremiah 3:23.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 3, verse number 23 reads, surely in vain is salvation hoped for from the hill and from the multitude of mountains. Truly Yahweh is the salvation of Israel.
See, you understand something. Your salvation lies in the hand of Yahweh. Not continue to follow the other nations. Your salvation don't lie there. It will get you cut off. St. John 4:22. See, salvation right now is in the hand of a particular tribe. And do you believe when the man talking that made the heaven and earth, he'll tell you where you get your salvation from and who hand it lies in as we speak, according to the right side of the book. And St. John 4:22.
Well, the St. John 4, verse number 22 reads, you worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of Yahdai Judah.
Salvation is of Yahdai Judah. That's it, see, right? You see, if once we're able to get this across with no problem, we're going to be all right. Because let's take a look at something that said Luke chapter 11, 28 through 30. Listen good. Luke chapter 11, 28 through 30. Come on.
Book of Luke chapter 11, verse number 28 through 30 reads, book of Luke, chapter 11, verse number 28. Luke, chapter 11, verse 28. But he said, they rather, blessed are they that hear the word of Yahweh and keep it. Verse 29, when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, this is an evil generation. They seek a sign. There shall no sign be given it but the sign of Jonas, the seer. Verse number 30. Where Jonah was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation.
You see, that man just said, I mean, that big topic there, what are you trying to say? Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, what are you saying? You're talking. He talking, see, Roy. You hear what the man saying? Man talking good out of number 28. What is he saying in Matthew 12, 40?
The book of Matthew 12, verse number 40. Book of Matthew chapter 12. Verse number 40 reads, for Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall Yahweh the Son be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
Mm-hmm. He turned back to Jonah 1:17. Bring it. Jonah 1:17. So you see what he did? He letting you know. He points you back to Jonah. Just like Jonah. That's what he going to do. He'll be in the belly of the earth 3 days and 3 nights. That's like Jonah. 1:17, Jonah, bring it.
Look at Jonah 1, verse 17, read. Now Yahweh had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.
3 days and 3 nights, see, Roy. 3 days and 3 nights. Matthew was 25:21. So you know what you want out of this deal? You know what you want? The same thing the six anointed camps want out of the deal. See, we is the only ministry can set out this teach this without stumbling and bumbling around. The six anointed camps are voices of a true Israelite. And all we want out of the deal is 25:21. Matthew, what we want, bring it.
The book of Matthew 25, verse 21 reads, is Yahweh saying unto him, well done, you good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of your Yahweh.
See the man saying? So that's what we're going to get out of this deal. See, when we raise the peoples up to understand that this Holy Thursday, they get ready to get into tomorrow. It ain't got nothing to do with the Bible, say, right? Matthew 26, verse 19 and 20, 26 through 29. Listen good. It got nothing to do with the Bible, say, right? Now we go and put a call that massive destruction on it. It got nothing to do with the Bible. Remember the last case that was, where that was, the last two, three cases? You put them all together. And then you come up with the story with no problem. So here it is right here, Matthew 26, verse 19 and 20. Then skip down to 26 through 29. Listen good. Come on, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse number 19 through 20. Verse 26 through 29 reads. Book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse number 19. And the disciples, polluted for followers, yet as Yahweh the Son have appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Verse number 20. And when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12. Verse 26. As they were eating, Yahweh the Son took bread and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to the followers. Disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. Verse 27, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink you all of it. Verse 28, for this is my blood of the new covenant, testament, which is shed for many of the remission of sin. Verse 29, but I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine, to that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
Verse 20 again.
The book of Matthew 26, verse 20. And when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12.
Genesis 1, verse 5 and 31. What do you mean when the evening is come? What do you mean by when the evening is come? What are you talking about? When the evening is come. Evening, Steve, right here. Listen. Listen. This is real good. When the evening comes, Genesis chapter 1, verse 5 and 31, what does it say?
Because Genesis 1, verse number 5, verse 31. Genesis 1, verse 5. And Yahweh called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And Yahweh saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Verse 31. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
So you see, Ryan? So what? So now you clear that he waited to the evening. He waited to the evening because the evening is the beginning of the next day. When the sun set, it is the end of that day. So now you take last two tapes and put that together. You know he okay, well, no problem. Back up, Brother Yahdai Israel, Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. When was he to be cut off? You know, the WCC, you know, anyway, I know you always threaten me. You heard threaten me anyway, so I don't worry about that. The 8th chapter, the 9th chapter, verse 27. What do you mean when the evening comes and when he's going to be cut off? When he going to be cut off? Verse 27. When he going to be cut off, Brother Yahdai Israel? Or what verse he be cut off in? Which one? 26 or 27? Which one of them verses he going to be cut off in, Brother Yahdai, according to the seer? Come on.
The book of Daniel?
Yes, sir. Let's see which one of these verses that he going to be. We're going to the book of Daniel there, Brother Yahdai. We want to find out when he goes. Now, when the evening comes, so he waited till the evening. And we know by 1 Corinthians 5, 7, he's our what? What do we know in 1 Corinthians 5, 7 while I stall and get my Daniel ready? 1 Corinthians 5, 7.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse number 7 reads, purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For even Yahweh the Son, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Mm-hmm. So let's go to Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, and let's see when will our Passover that going to be sacrificed for us. When he going to be sacrificed, according to Daniel, in the 9th chapter, verse 27. When will our Yahweh the Son gonna be sacrificed? When? Because he made a final statement. Wait a minute. He made a final statement that Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's see what he says. Hear what he says. You know, they got the passion, you know, and all that, but you know, you don't never hear what the man is saying. He says something in St. John chapter 10, verse 18. He made a final statement. Would you hear what the man is saying? What he says in St. John 10:18. What did he say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of St. John, chapter 10, verse number 18 reads. Book of St. John 10, verse number 18. No man take it from me, but I lay it down to myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father.
Ain't that something? This man tell you, listen, all that old passion and all that he, listen, this man say ain't nobody tell nothing from me. He said, I got the power to lay it down. I got the power to take it up. Ain't no man got credit for nothing. He said, all this was orchestrated by my Father and I obeyed my Father. He said, y'all problem is y'all don't want to obey me. That's what he said, and we told Ezekiel. He said, Ezekiel, go on, tell them, but they never going to listen to you. You're like we come on network. You know, you're not hearing what the six anointed camps are trying to tell you, see, right? You know, because, you know, the Passover is on the days away. You know, you know, how's them bridges looking? How's the white garments looking? How's it looking? Well, how's them royal blue garments looking? What's going on? How you feeling? What you doing? Huh? You know? You know, they're getting ready to do it up tomorrow. for Satan the devil. And you won't even make a sneeze on what's coming up in 2 weeks to pass over. You see? Now, so he said now, and Daniel chapter 9, what did he say in verse 27?
Book of Daniel chapter 9, verse number 27 reads, Book of Daniel chapter 29, verse 27. And Yahweh the Son, he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause their sacrifice and oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abomination.
Right there, Ezra. So in the middle of the week, this man going to cause the killing of the animals to be no more, because John said it plain in 1:29:36 of St. John. What did he say in 1:29 and verse 36? What did he say there, brother? Yahdai Israel, see Roy. St. John 1:29:36. What did I witness say?
The book of St. John chapter 1, verse 29, verse 36 reads, First St. John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day, John sees Yahweh the Son coming unto him and said, Behold, the Lamb of Yahweh, which taketh away the sins of the 12 tribes of Israel, the world. Verse 36, looking upon Yahweh the Son as he walked, he said, Behold, the Lamb of Yahweh.
Oh, Father. Excellent. So listen. That's good lead there, Brother Yahdai Israel. You know, I got my eye on you, Brother Yahdai Israel. You don't got besides yourself. So, see, that's what knowledge will do for you, see? I mean, who next? Now, look, if he's going to get cut off in the middle of the week now. Now, what's the middle of the week? You take yourself, remember, 1 week, you got 7 days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Peel off 3 days on both sides of it. You got the 1 week is Wednesday. So now when the evenings come, what day was when the evenings come? They was waiting on. That was Tuesday. So Tuesday, they was waiting on Wednesday to kick in. When it gets dark, it's going to come be Wednesday. So now you understand. See, right, that was Tuesday. That was Tuesday. They like watching that one eye. Listen, Tuesday. And they waited till the evening come of Wednesday. Why? Because he was the Passover lamb. He had to die on Passover. Passover came on when he died was a Wednesday. So they waited on Tuesday, and he said what he had to say on Tuesday. But Tuesday when the sun set, it was the early part of the night or the early part of the morning, the night of Wednesday. So now, and that's why he said all that good talk. Let's go to the 27th chapter. Now, put it together now. Tuesday, he waited to Wednesday. Tuesday, he waited to Wednesday because he got to die on Passover. That Passover was the middle of the week, Wednesday. So Tuesday, they were sitting around waiting. And when the sun set on Wednesday, the early part of Wednesday, all this good talk was going on. Now, did we read, we read 26. Now, keep that in your mind. Let's go to Matthew 27. So now, he said, I'd like to do all this with you before I suffer. He done all that good talk in Matthew 26. Come back to 26 verse 20 one more time, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now, let's put it together now. Fixing on the camp. All the camps can teach this. So wherever you close by, get in one of the camps. They can rehearse the righteous after, no problem. Verse 20, 26, 20 says what?
The book of Matthew 26, verse 20. Now, when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12.
When the evening of the Wednesday, they was there Tuesday getting prepared. So the evening of the Wednesday, because he's going to die in the middle of the week. So now he sit down with them soon as the sun set. That's the beginning of the night, like Saturday starts at night, you know, it's the same thing. That's the early part of the morning. Good. So now you got it. See, that's why you got to put that one-eyed Satan down his Bible, tell the story. So now, Wednesday, the beginning of it, he told him all that good stuff in 26 through 30. Now, so now as it was dark, he's sitting there eating a meal. He said, now, you know I'm going to suffer, but I ain't going to eat no more with you until the kingdom of Yahweh comes. Good. Let's go to the 27th chapter. Look at verse 1. 27 verse 1. This is good. 27 verse 1.
Look at Matthew 27, verse number 1 reads, when the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Yahweh the Son to put him to death.
Now, when the morning had come, now, just like you looking at the evening right now, when that morning had come, they said, look here, we're taking counsel, we're going to put him in. Now, it's the morning of that same Passover day. The morning of it now. Now, here go the morning. And what happened next in verse 45? Now, that's the morning part of it. Now, time is moving on down the road. What happened in 45?
Verse number 45. Now, from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour.
So now we, in the last lesson, we went to Amos and taking care of that. We're not doing that. So now there's a sixth hour to the ninth hour. From 12 o'clock of the same Passover now, 12 o'clock until 3 o'clock. Ninth hour is 3 o'clock. From 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, we're still in the Passover time. We still, because he is the Passover lamb. So we still in Passover. Now the timer went from 12 o'clock to 3 p.m. What happened next in verse 46?
Verse number 46. About the ninth hour, Yahweh the Son cried with a loud voice saying, Yahweh, Yahweh, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my Yahweh, why have you forsaken me?
Okay, now, this is Wednesday. He said, why have you forsaken me, Yahweh? But we can go back to 22nd chapter of Psalm and knowing he just rehearsing the righteous act. But what happened in verse 50? Now, it's 3 p.m. on the Wednesday. Wednesday is still Passover going. Now the time is 3 p.m. What did he do at 3 p.m. in verse 50?
Verse number 50. Yahweh the Son, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the spirit through the word ghost.
He died. Just like he said he was going to die, he is the Passover. The Passover is on what time? According, you hear anything about Easter? You hear anything about Good Friday? You hear, listen. Now, Leviticus chapter 23, verse number 1, and skip down to 4 and 5. Listen good. Leviticus 23, verse 1, 4 and 5. Listen good.
Book of Leviticus chapter 23, verse number 1. Verse number 4, verse number 5 reads, Book of Leviticus 23, verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse number 4, these are the feasts of Yahweh, even righteous assembly, which you shall proclaim in their season. Verse number 5, the 14th day of the first month at evening is Yahweh's Passover.
You see that? And that's his Passover. So that's the Passover, see, right? He's the Passover lamb. So on the 14th day, he's the Passover lamb, see, right? Now let's run through the book of Ezra chapter 6 and look at verse 19 and 22. Let's go to Ezra chapter 6. Regular book, 19 and 22. Listen good. 19 and 22.
The book of Ezra, Ezra chapter 6, verse number 19, verse 22 reads, the book of Israel, chapter 6, verse number 19, the family of Israel and the family of the captivity kept the Passover upon the 14th day of the first month. Verse 22, and kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy. Yahweh had made them joyful and turned their mind of the king of Assyria unto them to strengthen their hands in the work of the temple of Yahweh of Israel.
Did I say it right? On the 14th day is Passover. The children of Israel kept it on the 14th day. But they kept on Passover. The Passover was, he's a Passover lamb on Wednesday. Now, at Wednesday at 3 o'clock, you died, see, Reyes. Wednesday at 3 o'clock. Now, but what did he say he was going to do at 12:40 Wednesday at 3 o'clock? What did he say he was going to do out of his own mouth? What did he say he was going to do, Brother Yahweh Israel, 12:40 of Matthew? Out of his own mouth, what did he say he was going to do?
The book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse number 40 reads, book of Matthew 12, verse 40, for as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days, 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
Now we're going back. Now you heard what the man said out of his own mouth. Now what he say in Titus 1 verse 2 behind that? What he say in Titus 1 verse 2 there, Brother Yahweh Israel? See you.
Book of Titus chapter 1 verse number 2 reads, book of Titus 1 verse 2, and hope of eternal life, which Yahweh, the King of God, promised before the world began.
So he knew because he read the Bible in the 5th chapter. He read the whole story in Revelation chapter 5. We ain't going to read for time's sake. So he's clear about it. And he knew he had to make sure he had to get down before what? Let's go to 19 chapter 31. He knew that he had to take, he's a Passover lamb, see, right? He's a Passover lamb, and he knew he had to make his move before what in 1931 of St. John. What do you know about Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of St. John 19, verse 31 reads, St. John 19, verse 31, Yahweh Judah, therefore, because it was a preparation that the body should not remain upon the tree on the Sabbath day. But that Sabbath day was a high day.
Excellent. So he had to be off that tree into the heart of the earth before the unleavened bread kick in on the 15th. Now, let's go back over it. Tuesday, he waited until the sunset that kicks off early Wednesday. Wednesday, the prophecy said he must die on a Wednesday. And that was the Passover. He must be in the heart of the earth before Thursday kick in, which is kick off unleavened bread. So Wednesday, about 3 o'clock, he died. And right after 3 o'clock, here comes somebody here doing some begging. Let's see who came and do some begging. And since we're in St. John, we can get him here. Verse 38. Let's see what he come doing. Here come a man doing a little begging. On about right after 3 o'clock, it still got time before the sunset, before our letting bread. Here come a man that's begging in verse 38. Well, what was he begging about in 38?
The book of St. John.
19, yes, sir.
The book of St. John, chapter 19, verse 38 reads, and after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a follower of Yahweh the Son, but secretly, for fear of Yahweh Judah, he saw Pilate that he might take away the body of Yahweh the Son. Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Yahuwah the Son.
And what do you do with it in verse 41 and kick up to verse 40? And what do you do with it in verse 41 and kick up to verse 40? What do you do, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Verse number 41, St. John 19:41. In the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, where was never man yet laid. Verse number 40. They took they the body of Yahuwah the Son, wound it in linen cloth, with the spices, as the manner of Yahdai is, to bury.
Ain't that something?
Here's the book of saying. Here's the book of saying.
So all that happened before, right after 3 o'clock. After he died at 3 o'clock. Now let's see. Let's see what we can get anything out of this. Now we know he died on Passover, and that Passover was the middle of the week, Wednesday. Now we got to get him in the ground for 3 days and three nights. So you know he was off. He was off the tree into the burial place before the 15th. Now, on the 14th, at 3 o'clock he died. Joseph of Arimathea came to get him. He got him, wrapped him in his, wrapped him up real good and put him in a burial place before unleavened bread kicked off and unleavened bread kicked off around the sunset. Soon the sunset at evening is unleavened bread. He has to be in that ground. Now let's see, can we get 3 days and three nights out of here? Let's see. Because tomorrow everybody's going to be celebrating a good Holy Thursday and Good Friday, whatever it is. But let's see, can we get what Yahuwah said? Wednesday night, let's say, for example, 3 o'clock, 4, 5, maybe 4, 5 o'clock. Okay, 5 o'clock, 5. So 5:30 on a Wednesday when he died. Let's go around to the next 5:30. 5:30 Wednesday to 5:30 Thursday is one day. From 5:30 Thursday to Friday is 2 days. From 5:30 Friday to Saturday is 3 days. So 5:30 Saturday, what happened? Let's run to the book of St. John and see what happened 5:30 Saturday. We're going to see what happened 5:30 Saturday. We're going to see. At 5:30 Saturday, let's see what happened. We're going to see what happened. Now, we're going to see, let's see if we find out in St. John what happened around about 5:30 on a Saturday. Let's look at, pick up verse 20, verse 1. Now, it's 5:30 Saturday. Right. So there go your 3 days and three nights. Now let's find out about this sunrise early Sunday morning stuff. Now you can find out now. You can read exactly what happened. Early in that morning, 20 verse 1. Let's read some of it.
The book of
St. John, 20, pick up verse. Yeah, let's get it out of St. John. We'll get it out of St. John. 20 verse 1. Let's read a little bit of that, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of St. John, chapter 20, verse number 1 reads. Book of St. John 20, verse number 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre.
Wait a minute. Now, the first day of the week, St. Mary or Magdalene early. She came early. So she came early. After 3 days up, here she is. She there. She there early. Because they had to do a little something for her, you know. She come early. Now, why it was yet dark. It was yet dark. Now, here she come why it was yet dark on the first day of the week. sea of dark. What happened next? Verse 2.
Verse number 2. And she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter to the other disciples, whom Yahweh the Son loveth, said unto them, they have taken away Yahweh the Son out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him.
Hold that part right there. Now look here. Now they came early, first day of the week. You know, early sunrise service, he gone. They said, where is he at? He ain't here. But he told you he's going to be in the ground 3 days and 3 nights. He said he's going to be in the ground from Wednesday about 5 o'clock to Thursday, 5 o'clock. That's one day. From Thursday to Friday, 5 o'clock. From Friday to Saturday, 5 o'clock. It was still dark, and they came right after that, and he was gone already. So he was gone already. So when the time for that you get ready to go and do your Easter, this ain't got nothing to do with Easter anyway. You know, and you put on your little tight suits on and all that. You know, he gone. He gone before the sun, before you seen anything to go to them pagan churches. He's gone, according to eyewitness. What happened in the next verse? 3.
Verse number 3. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciples came to the sepulchre.
Hey.
Verse number 4. So they ran both together, and the other disciples did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre. Verse number 5. He stooped down and looking in saw the linen cloth laying, yet went he not in. Verse number 6. There come Simon Peter following him and went into the sepulchre and see the linen cloth lie. Verse 7. And the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen cloth, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Verse number 8.
Hey.
Then went in also that other disciple which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. Verse number 9. Well, yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Verse number 10.
St. John 20, verse 1.
The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark.
Ain't that something? What kind of story we've been following all these years? What kind of story is this we've been following? Now you see why he said I'm about to deal with these ones that have lied to you all this time. They came, Mary and them came early, and they were so astonished they wouldn't got the beloved John and Peter. John outran Peter. Oh, big burly Peter couldn't even get there. Took him a long time to get there. They peeped in, and they peeped into the sepulchre where he was at while it was still dark. They seen the clothing that he had on, but it was folded together, wrapped together, kneeling, put in, he was gone, see, right? So now you could go somewhere early Sunday morning to a sunrise and service, and the man was gone. The man been gone ever since 5 o'clock. He died 3 o'clock Wednesday, the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and that's the 3 days and 3 nights. 3 days, 3 nights. There go your, like you say, whatever you, I mean, hours is. 3 days, 3 nights. That is at their scene, right? So what are you getting ready to do on some Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday morning? Ain't got nothing to do with no Easter. Good Friday, you can't get 3 days and 3 nights unless you call the son a liar. Okay, let's go Good Friday evening. To Saturday evening is 1 day. Sunday evening, 2 days. Monday evening is 3 days, see, right? You got to be doing Monday evening to do 3 days and 3 nights. That's a day and a half you get ready to do on some Easter Sunday morning. And this ain't got nothing to do with no Easter at all. Passover lamb. They sit down on Tuesday and wait till Wednesday kicked in. We read the prophecy he gonna die in the middle of the week. Put all your days down seven, split them into two parts, three on both sides, and whatever in the middle, that's the day he died on. And he died at about 3 p.m. according to the Bible. Joseph of Arimathea came and got him down before the next day when the sun set caused unleavened bread. He had plenty of time to get him down before it got dark and put him in the ground. So listen, C. Roy, ain't nobody even doing wrong right. What he said about the whole world of John 5:19. Matter of fact, what do we say in 5:19? What are you saying away there, brother? Y'all got here. 5:19. What do you say?
Book of 1 John, chapter 5, verse number 19 reads. 1 John 5, verse number 19. And we know that we are of Yahweh, and the whole world lies in wickedness.
The whole world lies in wickedness. See, right? You gonna continue to do and be in the wickedness too? Is you gonna remain in the wickedness too? Did you know what he said in the book of Adam, 57, verse 7 through 10? Do you know what he told Adam? First book of Adam and Eve, 57, 7 through 10. Do you know what he told Adam that he was gonna do? 57, 7 through 10. What did he say he gonna do, brother Yahdai Israel?
First book of Adam and Eve, 57, some 7 through 10 reads. First book of Adam and Eve, 57, verse number 7. But now, O Adam, by reason of your fall, you are under my rule. I am king over you, because thou hast hearkened to me, and hast transgressed against Yahweh. Neither will there be any deliverance from my hands until the day promised you by your Yahweh. Verse number 8. Again, he said, as so much as we do not know the day agreed upon with you by your Yahweh, nor the hour in which thou shalt be delivered. For that reason will we multiply war and murder upon you and your seed after you. Verse number 9. This is our will and our good pleasure, that we may not leave one of the sons of men to inherit our order in heaven. Verse 10. For as to our bold oath, it is in burning fire. And we will not seek our evil doing, no, not one day, nor one hour. And our old Adam shall sow fire upon you when you come into the cave to dwell there.
So you hear what Satan's saying? He's going to make war on you all the way. How he going to make war on you is what he get ready to do, you get ready to do right now. You're going to ignore what the Bible just got through saying. Matter of fact, read that in the third chapter, verse 7 and 8 of Ezekiel. We'll close out with that, Brother Yahdai Israel. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. What does it say in 7 and 8?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, verse number 7, verse number 8 reads. Book of Ezekiel 3, verse 7. But the family of Israel will not hearken unto you, but they will not hearken unto me. All the family of Israel is impotent and hard-headed. Verse number 8. Behold, I made your face strong against their faces, your forehead strong against their forehead.
Yeah, we ready to take care of this business here, right? If it's not a cap, be ready. We can flat out entertain you in this Bible because it's our job to do. And sooner or later, you're going to have you some Maccabees, We waiting on you some 2.2 to close the statement. What you got there, Brother Yahdai? Your first Maccabees 2.2. Now, this is what we waiting on. What the Sixth Anointing Camp's waiting on? We waiting on some first Maccabees 2.42. That's what we waiting on. What it saying, first Maccabees 2.2? What are we waiting on, Brother Yahdai Israel?
First book of Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 42 reads. Then came there unto him a company of Assyrians, who were mighty men of Israel, even all such as were voluntarily devoted unto the Torah instructions.
Yes, see, right. That's ready for the Torah instruction. Matter of fact, what I got to pull it out. Back up to Exodus chapter 12, verse 1. Let's read that, brother Yach. See, now you got to be devoted to the Torah instruction. If you wait on the one not with lips, you got to be devoted to the Torah instruction. 12 verse 1 says,
the book of Exodus. The book of
Exodus
chapter
1 and 2.
The book of Exodus. Book of Exodus chapter 12, verse number 1, verse number 2 reads, Book of Exodus 12, verse 1. Yahweh spake unto Moses and to Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
Verse 6 in the closing statement says what?
Verse number 6. And you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. The whole assembly of the family of Israel shall kill it in the evening.
Wednesday evening, see, right? He at that Passover Wednesday evening at 5 o'clock. Joseph of Arimathea came and got him from Wednesday at 5 o'clock to Thursday at 5 o'clock. It's one day. From Thursday to 5 o'clock to Friday is 2 days. From Friday to Saturday to 5 o'clock, that's 3 days. He was on the money, and 12 verse 40 said he will be in the heart of the earth 3 nights before he got even close to something. Easter Sunday, pagan morning, he had unwrapped up his thing and gone as far as the third heaven can get him. Sitting there drinking with the miracle key with his father when they got to the sepulchre peeped into it. You see that say right here. The whole world lies in wickedness. It's, when y'all gonna come to the six anointed camps. We got the answer in the Bible. What y'all gonna do? Brother Yach Dai Israel, closing statement, and we catch you on a special edition called Thursday evening, you on the clock, come up.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. By the way, it's rolling out there, Sea of Israel, a sea royal. Great work, King, to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Excellent. Father Yach Dai Israel. See, let me tell you something, see, right? We come humble. We're doing all we can to get you on your feet. But Yahweh said, he says, listen, see, they not going to listen to you, but they not going to listen to me. Bring in Mr. Keir for his closing remarks on what Yahweh gave him in tape number 28. We bring Mr. Tibbs in and get his closing remarks on tape 28. You on the clock, Mr. Tibbs, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And we know that we all came to hear those things that most of us are hearing right now. And we do understand. And some listening never can understand. And we see those things that most of us here can see and some can never find. Touching those things that most of us touch and others can never feel. You know, this is describing the wicked. Because the wicked can do none of these things. For Yahweh makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12 and 13, 12 says, for the eyes of Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of Yahweh is against them that do evil. 13, and who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Well, there are a lot of us here, as we know, that came for the good of Yahweh's word. We receive it, we commend it, and we add unto it. But there are some that cast the word behind their back, which is not so good for others, just to see who's all attending, what we're talking about, and who they like and don't like. And I know many have seen just as much as I. These are the people that have to realize that we're here for one reason, and that's for the word of Yahuwah. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible about Yahuwah's word, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked, and you came to seek, and you found that which you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, no class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Class starting at 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members decide to leave. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. once again until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address to use. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click on it, just under the line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, it may appear to be a little different. This time under that line, you might see menu. Clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offering and follow the same instructions as for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind. To keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check that calendar. Keep yourself in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We currently have two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeal@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers to reach Yahuwah's ministry also. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards would greatly be appreciated as not to disturb Yahuwah's words. There's a few Bible verses that we mentioned to explain why. The first is the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8. 8 says, "Answer not before thou have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But as I've mentioned many times before, there are still those who do the opposite of what scriptures say. They call during the program announcement or cause disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I suppose they may just ignore or may not be familiar with Yahuwah the Son has said in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, Ye dwell not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahweh. Also, we find it extremely necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer for questions direct via voicemail, email, or text. He's usually pretty busy answering many memos, as most of us on the program have seen. Even thoughts of having just running a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man. And mostly important, the most important thing, is preparing Yahweh's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by Yahweh's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahweh be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call and leave a message on scriptures you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. But again, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahweh's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in Matthew 19:26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of the program, remember you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Once again, type in three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After clicking it, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. One other note, we're also in the process of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any number of days or any particular day. Well, today is another exciting day for the Word of Yahweh. As we have seen, nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yahweh's Word, commend it, add unto it, and only following by those casting the Word behind their back, only wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible that make them happy, taking the verses meaning totally another way, along with noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, as I've mentioned before, flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but when their callers speak the words of Yahweh, they're clearly forgotten that we're only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahweh created in this life to do, and that's if at all possible. Because anyone ever says they've even done 101%, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahweh's creation. Now that's impossible. Don't forget what Yahweh the Son has said about the impossible in the book of Matthew 19:26. 26 says, Yahweh the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible. So we have to remember, keeping all these things in mind, that no man or woman can measure their last days on earth. Because in the book of Matthew 24:36 says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only day and hour know. No man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So we have to stay sharp in Yahweh's words. Keep in mind that the Bible tells us that a man or woman are measured by their works. As I've said before, that's the things we think, do, and say. In the book of James 2:18, it tells us that, yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith,
and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee thy faith by my works. So this is why we say keep your Bibles open. Pay attention. Take notes. There's a lot to learn. I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel, and at this time I'll say, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mr. Tibbs. That was excellent. Nice, excellent closing. So we'll get you on tomorrow for the best edition call Thursday evening. That's what it's all about. See, right? Listen, see, right? We come humble, but this ministry is aimed for the six anointed camps to get them on their feet. And thus says Yahweh, and be prepared to teach this lesson. You know, Passover ain't got nothing to do with Easter period. Easter is something made up from the wickedness of man. This man is talking about the Passover, unleavened bread, and he got to be off the tree before unleavened bread kick in on the 15th. Tuesday, he was sitting there getting himself prepared. Wait till the evening come on Wednesday. He play everything to the letter. See, right? You got to play things to the letter. You got it? Good. Go on back to the network and look for Mother E and bring her in and see what we can get going on a little bit more. Because I'm saying something serious. We come to be too humble. The 600 cat is very humble. But we have your message to let you know soundly that we got to take care of this business. It's our job to do it. So we leave it like that and look for Mother E, Israel, of the tribe of Yahdah, Judah, and Mother Z. Somewhere close by in the wings. We know that. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1 with a loud voice, you say, Mother E, Israel, tribe of Yahdah, Judah. Yahweh be to that, Mother E.
Yahweh be to see Israel of Israel. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there. So, Mother E, we want to know who would do such a thing to have people saying tomorrow it's going to be, let's call it a Holy Thursday, then Friday would be Good Friday, and then Easter Sunday morning, it ain't got nothing to do with the Bible. That's the point. Nothing to do with the Bible. What will happen? I don't know what will happen on tape number 28. Let's see if I will happen by going to Acts chapter 8, verse 10 and 11. Let's see if we find out what will happen. Acts chapter 10 and 11. What happened to our Mother E, Israel? See, Roy, tribe of Yahdah, Judah, come up.
The book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 10. And it loves to whom they all give heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of Yahweh. Verse 11, and to him they had regard because that of long time he had bewitched them. We're sorcery.
Man, for a long time. I mean, the children of Israel have been bewitched for a long time with sorcery. They've been bewitched a long time with sorcery. They bewitched so heavy, Mother E, that they said Mary is a mixed woman. Mary is a mixed woman. She had Spaniard Esau and had dark Indian Issachar. So she mixed that we supposed to get mixed ourselves together up under Catholicism called Christianity. They have bewitched, showing you now this is how Mary looked. This is how Mary looked, Guadalupe. She's a mixed woman with features of Esau and his five sons and with Issachar, the Indian, dark Indian And so they mix together, so we should come together up under her. That is sorcery. That is a big belly full of bewitching in the mind. Let's take a look and see. Let's go to Isaiah for a minute there. Let's see. Can that hold up? Run to Isaiah for a minute there, Mother E. We're going to the book of Isaiah, chapter 13. Isaiah, and we're going to look at a verse in Isaiah 13 and see what we can come up with. Isaiah 13, pick it up at verse number 13, verse 15. No, 13, 14. 13, 14. What does it say in 13, 14?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 13, verse 14. And it shall be as the chasten rose, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people and flee every one unto his own land.
He said the mob will get used to it. Now start practicing the righteous act, because every man and woman got to flee to their own country. Now that was a prophecy. Now we're going to Luke, and let's see who did that. We're going to Luke chapter 1. Every man and woman got to flee to their own country. Let's see if that was a shadow, and let's see, here's another shadow. Let's see who did that. Every man and woman got to flee to their own country. We're going to Luke chapter 1 there, Mother E. And let's see, can we get a preview of every man or woman fleeing to their own country. Let's see if we get a preview of it in Luke chapter 1, and we'll pick it up at verse number 38.
Okay. Book of Luke. Chapter
1,
verse 38. Luke chapter 1,
yep.
Verse 38.
And make it 39. Make it 39. Thank you there, Mother E. Excellent. Oh, that was Mother Z said that, huh? All right, good, Mother Z. 139. Excellent. 139 says
Luke,
what?
Luke chapter 1, verse 39. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hilly country with haste unto a city of Josiah Judah.
Oh!
Verse 4.
So she understood the prophecy. So what city did Mary go to there? What city did Mary in haste got to? According to what we can read in verse 39. What city did she go to? Verse 39. What city did she go to there, Mother E?
And Mary arose in those days and went into the hilly country, which will aid unto a city of Josiah Judah.
So what city did Mary haste go to?
Josiah Judah, the city of Josiah Judah.
And how did she do it in 13, verse 14? And how did she do it? In Isaiah 13, what was that city to her? In 13, verse 14, the last two lines, last three lines says what? What is city of Yahdah Judah to Mary, according to Isaiah 13, and pick up at the third line, says what? That
Isaiah 13,
every man 14. And woman.
Isaiah 13, 14.
Yes, ma'am. Where it says in the third line, they shall every man and woman do what?
Okay. They shall every man turn to his own people and flee everyone into his own land.
So what did Mary just got through doing? What she just got through doing that, Mother E? What did she just got through doing?
Going to the land of Yachdah Judah.
She going to her own land. She went to her own land, Yachdah Judah. That was what she did. She went to her own land, Yachdah Judah. So Mary went to her own land because she read the prophecy. So she went to her own land. So Mary is from the land of Yachdah Judah. Now, let's go back to Luke and let's see who else was over there. Let's see why she went in the fourth chapter. What she get to run over there for, and what was she looking for in 2 verse 4? She ran to her own land for what reason? And Luke 2 verse 4. Why she run to her own land?
The book of Luke. Luke chapter 2, verse 4. And Joseph also went up from Gilgal out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem.
Polluted by Yahdah Judah. Judea.
Okay.
Polluted for Yahdah Judah. Go ahead.
To the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the family and lineage of David.
Yeah. He went to the city of David, which is Yahdah Judah. And Mary was over there to both of them from the same lineage, from the tribe of Yahdah Judah. So everybody came from their own land, went back to their own land. You see, right? So that's what's going on. Mary went to Yahdah Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph went to Yahdah Judah.
Yeah.
Let's back up to Matthew for a minute. So we understand all that now. So sooner or later you want to figure out where you're from. And everybody went to their own place. So you gotta know where your place is, where your place at. Let's look at Matthew chapter 1. And we'll look at verse 20. Let's see what was going on in verse 20. So what was going on? All this get on back to Yahdah Judah. What was going on in 1 verse 20 of Matthew? Come on.
Book of Matthew chapter 1 verse 20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the ministering spirit of Yahweh appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, my son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, but that which is conceived in her is of the righteous spirit.
Yes, see, right. So Mary got on back down there to Yahdah Judah, because Joseph, he was there, Yahdah Judah, and you know, and that's how you're supposed to roll anyway. So there it is right there. And the middle spirit told her, look at old girl coming back to Yahdah Judah. You can go and take her. She all right. The thing she carried is of a righteous spirit. So there it is right there. So you see, Ray, that Yahdah Judah, but she went to a land, and what that land looked like in 14 verse 2 of Jeremiah. So she was haste to get to a land in Jeremiah 14 verse 2. Let's see what kind of land she was in a hurry to get to in Jeremiah 14 verse 2.
Jeremiah. Chapter 14, verse 2. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 14, verse 2. Judah mourn, and the gates there are languid. They are black unto the ground, and the cry of God Judah is gone up the southern kingdom.
Mm. So she was in a hurry to get to black land. You know why? Because she was black. Joseph was black. Everything in Yahweh was black. So she was going to get around her people. She wasn't going around no mixed people. She got to black folks, black people, because Mary was not mixed. She was black like the land, black to the ground. And that's our own land, black, not that picture you see it over there in Mexico. She not had nothing. She is black to the ground with woolly hair on her head. That's the Mary of the Bible. She was in haste to get to the black land to see black Joseph and carrying a black baby, that, and the black baby had more than one. What does black baby look like? In 1:14 Revelation. What did a black baby look like? 1:14 and 15.
1:14. Revelation chapter 1.
Chapter 1:15. And what did a black baby? And you know, see, when Issachar them, when you see Issachar back in the days, they had I don't know where they got it from. They had a black ribbon around they belly, and that pronounced they was pregnant. And they got Guadalupe coming back with a black ribbon, and she's still pregnant out of all them. And you know, that son is gone now. He not down there no more. She appeared to this guy Juan Diaz with a black ribbon around her belly, according to the picture. Now how she carried a baby? This man here is right now, 1:14 and 15. She ain't not carrying him now. 1:14 and 15. Revelation, we're talking about it. Come on.
Book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 14 and verse 15. His head and his hair was white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes was as a flame of fire. Verse 15, and his feet like unto fine clay, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters.
Mm-hmm. And what is arm look like in 6:10 of Daniel? So now Juan Diaz said they got the picture over there of Guadalupe with a black ribbon around her belly, like she's still pregnant. She ain't still pregnant no more. Yahweh's son came out and dark skinned, woolly hair, and garment on with fringes on, and now they playing on your emotions now. Now they got the picture of Guadalupe put up on the map on your computer or your phone and look real carefully at the Guadalupe picture of Mary and the baby Jesus. Pale red, but the baby will be black with woolly hair, and they got a black ribbon around her waistline saying she's pregnant. That what they wore. Issachar, they said Issachar wore a black ribbon around the belly when you're pregnant. The women wear that. What's she doing with a black ribbon around her belly now for? She's dead in the ground. Yahweh the son paid his price. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father now. So what you doing? Trying to play on somebody's emotions now? That what you're doing with a black ribbon around Guadalupe saying this is Mary the Christ with a black ribbon around her belly. And that's been about, what is that? How many years that been? 2000 BC to that 20-some-hundred years later, and you still in the belly? See, that don't make no sense nowhere. Still in the belly 2200 years later? you don't have to pay for that. You don't have to pay for that with that black ribbon around. A woman with a black ribbon appeared to me, and she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel 6:10 says what? Let's see something else about this baby still in the belly. And Daniel 6:10.
Daniel chapter 6:10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was fine, he went
Thank you. You write 10 verse 6. Thank you. You're absolutely right. 10 verse 6.
Okay. Book of Daniel, chapter 10, verse 6, read. Daniel chapter 10, verse 6. His body also was like the beard, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as the lamp of fire, and his arms and his feet like unto color, to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude.
So he said, this baby, but Daniel, look at this baby with big black feet, arms like color, potter's bread, and his voice like the words like a voice of a multitude. Daniel said he seen him with brown, color arms and color feet on him. And what that mean in 218 in Revelation? What's that supposed to mean in 218 in Revelation? Yeah, 218, what that mean?
The book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 18. And unto the ministering spirits of the congregation of Israel and Tyre, write these things, said the Son of Yahweh, whom has his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet as like fine brass.
Yeah, he had red eyes and feet as fine brass as they burn in a furnace. So listen. Mm-hmm. That don't add up with what we're looking at right now, because right now they got in the Catholic Church, Saint Mary started appearing to them with the little baby with the belly up, sometimes with the baby in her hand, and that baby, they got it pale, everybody pale red. No, that's not, that's not the Bible. That pale red is coming from who in Genesis 25:25. That pale red color is not coming from Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. That pale red is coming from Genesis 25:25. What does it say?
Book of Genesis 25:25. Read. Book of Genesis chapter 25, verse 25. And the first come out red all over, like a hairy garment. And they call his name Esau.
Mm-hmm. So Esau is the one got that red look. So that's an Esau photo you got. That's Esau with the red baby and the red mama and the half breed mama. That's Esau. That's Esau cooking the books. That ain't got nothing to do with the Bible. That ain't got nothing to do with the Bible. See, right? When you read the Bible, that's Esau and his five sons looking pale red. That's got nothing to do with the Bible. But see, we got the Northern Kingdom that just went hook, line, and sinker behind that and over the millions of Northern Kingdom. They have bid on to that Guadalupe with the black robe around and have mixed, and that's why they all mixed into the Catholic Church. They have formed an alliance with that. But do you understand people you following that is prophesied about them in Jubilees 35, verse 9 through 18? Do you know it was prophesied about the people you following, the red man Esau, and that translated there as the white man and the white woman? Do you know it was prophesied about this in the book of Jubilees? In the 35th chapter, 9 through 18, says what? What it says in Genesis, this is the parents give it, talk about their own son, the red man, the one you got the pictures on this, that you call it Mary and the son, either in the womb with the black ribbon around the belly, and came out, and that baby was 20-some hundred years old. But look what was said about this man you followed from his parents in Jubilees 35:9-18 says what?
Book of Jubilees, chapter 35:9-18, verse 9. And she went in unto Isaac and said unto him, one pity I make unto thee. Make Esau swear that he will not injure Jacob, maintain Israel, nor pursue him with intent. For thus knoweth Esau thought that they are perverted from his youth, and there is no goodness in him. For he desires after about them to kill him. Verse 10. And thou knowest all that he hath done since the day of Israel, his brother, went to Haran until this day, how he has forsaken us with his whole mind and had done evil to us. The flock he had taken to himself and carried off all thy possessions from before thy face. Verse 11. And when we implored and besought him for what was our own, he did as a man who was taking pity on us. Verse 12, and he is bitter against thee, because thus has blessed Israel by perfect and upright son, for there is no evil, but only goodness in him. And since he came from Haran unto this day, he has not robbed us of aught, for he bringeth us everything in his season always, and rejecteth and rejoiceth with all his mind when we take at his hand. And he blessed us and had not pardoned from us since he come from Haran unto this day. And he remained with us continually at home, honoring us. 13. And Isaac said unto her, I too know and see the deeds of Israel, who is with us, how that with all his mind he honors us, but I love Esau formerly more than Israel, because he was the firstborn. But now I love Israel more than Esau, for he has done manifold evil deeds, and there is no righteousness in him. For all his ways are unrighteousness and violence. Verse 14. And now my mind is troubled because of all his deeds, and neither he nor his seed is to be saved. For they are those who will be destroyed from the earth, and who will be rotted out from under heaven. For he has forsaken the Yahweh of Abraham and gone after his own wives, and after their uncleanness, and after their error, he and his children, verse 15, and thou, Lord, bid me make him swear that he will not slay Israel, his brother, even if he swear, he will not abide by his oath, and he will not do good, but evil only. Verse 16, but if he desire to slay Israel, his brother, unto Jacob, Israel's hand will he be given, and he will not escape from his hand. Verse 17, and fear thou not on account of Israel, for the garden of Israel is great and powerful and honorable, and praises more than the garden of Esau. Verse 18, Rebekah sent and called Esau, and he came to her, and she said unto him, I have a pity, my son, to make unto thee, and do thou promise to do it, my son?
And read couple more verses.
Verse 19. And he said, I will do everything that thou say unto me, and I will not refuse thy pity. Verse 20. And she said unto him, I ask you that the day I die, thus will take me in and bury me near Sarai, thy father's mother, and that thy and Israel will love each other, and that neither will desire evil against the other, but maturely love only. And so you will prosper, my son, and be honorable in the midst of the land, and no enemy will rejoice over you, and you will be a blessing and a mercy in the eyes of all those that love you. And he said, I will do all that thou hast told me, and I shall bury thee on the day thus dies near Sarai, my father's mother, as I have desired that her bones may be near my bones. Verse 22. And Jacob Israel, my brother, also I shall love above all flesh, for I have not a brother in all the earth but him only. And this is no great honor for me if I love him, for he is my brother, and we were sown together in thy body, and together come we forth from thy womb. And if I do not love my brother, who shall I love? Verse 23. And I myself did get thee to exalt Israel concerning me and concerning my son, for I know that he will assuredly be king over me and my son. For on the day my father blessed him, he made him the high and me the low. Verse 24, and I swear unto thee that I shall love him and not desire evil against him all the days of my life, but good only. And he swore unto her regarding all this matter. And she called Israel before the eyes of Esau and gave him commandment according to the words which she had spoken to Esau. 26. And he said, I will do thy pledges. Believe me that no evil will proceed from me or from my son against Esau, and I shall be first in naught, says faith in love only. 27. And they
that's good.
Are.
That's good. That's good. Now, Mother Molly. If let's just read 22-26 one more time. Now this is what Esau looking at and eyeball in the face. Look what he says in 22-26. Now he's looking at his parents, eyeball in verse 22-26. And what did he say?
The book of Jubilee, chapter 35, verse 22-26, verse 22. And Israel, Jacob's name is changed to Israel. And Israel, my brother, also I shall love above all flesh, for I have not a brother in all the earth but him only. And this is no great mark. For me, if I love him, for he is my brother, and we are born together in thy body, and together come we forth from thy womb. And if I do not love my brother, whom shall I love? Verse 23. And I myself beget thee to exalt Israel concerning me and concerning my son, for I know that he will certainly be king over me and my son. For on the day my father blessed him, he made him the height and me the low. Verse 24. And I swear unto thee that I shall love him and not desire evil against him all the days of my life, but good only. And he swore unto her regarding all this matter. Verse 25. And she called Israel before the eyes of Esau and gave him commandment according to the word which he had spoken unto Esau. Verse 26. And he said, I shall do thy pledge. Believe me that no evil will proceed from me or from my son against Esau, and I shall be first in naught, say in love only.
Now he looked at his mama and his father. Eyeball and say, no, don't worry, mama and father. I love me some Jacob. We both came out the same womb, same place, and I love me some Jacob. Don't worry, I'm going to bury y'all, and I just keep my eye on my brother. But I know he's going to be greater than me and up the road anyway, so I already know it already. So I'm everything happy. Watch me hug him right in front of y'all, and everything all right. Now, they'll bury their mama. They'll bury their daddy. Now let's see what happened in Numbers chapter verse 14 and 18. Now you heard all that good talk out of Esau, out of his mouth. Looking at his parents, eyeball to eyeball. Now let's see what he do at the time appointed. Numbers chapter 14, verse 14 and 18. Now you heard all that good old talk. Oh, I'm going to love me some Jacob. Oh, don't worry, mama. Let's go and bury y'all and get it out the way. Now let's see. His mouth said one thing. Let's see what he did in Numbers chapter 20, verse 14. Chapter 20, verse 14 and 18. Let's see what he did after all that.
Book of Numbers, chapter 20, verses 14 and verse 18. Verse 14. Numbers chapter 20, verse 14. And Moses sent messages from Kadesh unto King of Edom, Esau and his five sons. Thus said the brother of Israel, thus knowest all the travail that has befallen us. Verse 18.
Yeah, so you see what... Hold that part right there. So he said, and Moses sent messengers from Kadesh unto the king of Esau and his five sons. Thus says thy brother Israel. Now, you know, we've been down in Egypt. We've been in bad shape. We're in bad shape. You know what will happen to us. So now we want to come on down through your land and go on to our land. Now, you remember what you told mama and you told daddy, all that good stuff. And we got the records. Let's see what he says in verse
18 and 21. Okay, verse 18 and 21. Verse 18. And Esau said unto him, thus shall not pass by me, lest I come out against thee with the sword. Verse 21. Thus Esau refused to give Israel passed through his borders. Wherefore Israel turned away from him.
You mean you
will look your parents eyeball to eyeball and say all this good stuff you're going to do, and soon you get an opportunity, they grave ain't even got cold yet, and you deliver, and you said, yeah, I heard what my mouth said, Psalm 50. Mm-hmm. 53. Yeah, my mouth said one thing, but you know what Psalm 58, verse 3 say? What it say? Psalm 58, verse 3.
Okay. Psalm chapter 58, verse 3. Read. Psalm 58, verse 3. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies.
So you see, this is the liest man on the planet. But we love to hear this man lie to us. He got us now. Now you get ready. Holy Thursday, Friday evening, and Sunday, Easter. This is the lightest man, but you love to have it so. So we find out what that means in Jeremiah 5:31. Now, you love to have it so. You love to follow this blind man, Esau and his five sons and the 17 nations. But he told Jeremiah, write something down for me in 5:31 of Jeremiah. What did he say? What did he say in 5:31 of Jeremiah?
The Jeremiah chapter 5. Verse 31, read. Jeremiah 5:31. The seer.
No, the preacher.
We're talking about the teacher. We're talking about Esau right now.
What about Esau right there in 5:31? What about Esau?
The teacher prophesied false, and the pastor,
right,
and the preachers bear rulers. by their means.
Yeah.
And the people
right.
love to have it so. And what will you
we love
in there are.
And see, so we love to have it so. We love for folks to lie to us. I mean, just lie like a rug to us. But he says, what are you going to do in the end? You're not going to keep the Passover. You're not going to keep unleavened bread. You're not going to put no fringes on. You're not going to pay your tithes, your free will offering, and your donations. You're just going to sit on the side of the fence and just look out. He said, what you doing in when I come back on you? Mother E, we're going to leave it like that. Closing statement, we'll catch you on Thursday evening special. He said, what you doing in? Everything well, I tell you do, you won't do it. What you going to do in the end? But my people love to have it so. Colin Stanley, you're on the clock. Come on, we'll catch you tomorrow, Thursday evening for some more. O-T-T-Y, come on.
Thank you, praising Yahweh, for another class. Thank you, praising Yahweh, for the seer. And I'm going to read some of Psalm 71, a prayer for help in old age. Verse 1. In thee, O Yahweh, do I pity. In thee, O Yahweh, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in the righteousness and cause me to do and cause me to escape and incline thine ear unto me and save me. But thus my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandments to save me, for thus are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my Yahweh, out of the hands of the wicked and out of the hands of the unrighteous and cruel men and women. For thou art my hope, O Yahweh. Yahweh, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding righteous up from the womb. Thus are he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be contingent of thee. Verse 7. I am a water unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Verse 8. Let my mouth be filled with thy praises and with thy honor all the day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.